Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Parthi Pajai going to join us bottom of the hour. We'll talk about what went down in Atlanta yesterday against Auburn. John gave us the rundown of it. He was watching on that old War Eagle stream, but we're going to get into the nitty-gritty of it.
War Eagle Plus.
War Eagle Plus.
Don't forget the plus.
Make sure you unsubscribe.
I'm about to do that right now, bro.
A subject we don't talk as much about, or at least a school we don't talk as much about, Southwest Tennessee Community College had their Hall of Fame class 2025 inducted this morning at a ceremony. And I wanted to stop and acknowledge what could be, and interested in what John thinks. This might be the greatest ever class to be inducted down there. Among them, and you'll know this name, John, probably from the Memphis history book, Steve Ballard, who's now a dentist, by the way. He played at Memphis after he played at Southwest Tennessee Community College. Back then it was Shelby State that he was playing for. Y'all know that well. Remember, through the name change. He was one that went in this morning, along with Lorico Duncan, former basketball standout. Here's another former Tiger, John Grice, Idaho Presbyterian legend, too, John Grice. Then you get this one, Lester Hudson, two-time OVC Player of the Year after his time down at Southwest over at UT Martin. We know the career that he had. Ended up getting drafted by the Celtics, but went over to China, was an absolute legend, and has been overseas. It was inducted this morning, as well as maybe the greatest women's basketball player this area has produced, Ashley Shields.
Yep.
Who was an absolute stud at Southwest, and so much so that she was the first player taken out of junior college in the WNBA draft. Was the 8th pick. And so, again, they are among a bunch of a deserving group of former student-athletes down at Southwest / Shelby State who went in this morning and wanted to make sure that we give them their due. Ashley's that last season, 27.4 points per game, 11.3 rebounds per game, 6.6 assists, and 4.1 steals. She scored an NJCAA single game record of 65 points against Cleveland State. Back then, she's unbelievable. She still is. She can actually, she'd whoop me and John trying to both hold her 2-on-1. I guarantee you that.
She would whoop you.
That's how good she is. In all seriousness, congratulations to those folks. A fine event this morning down at Southwest.
Absolutely. We're glad you did that. Shout out to Southwest Community College. Seeking some knowledge. Community College.
That's where I took my Spanish. Love them to death. They helped me get through my time at Memphis and graduate.
There you go.
Transferred.
Don't forget, those credits go right through.
Took that Espanol.
I don't know if that still is the case. Do you know?
We'll never forget. They might have cut that off. There were so many of us doing it.
No, it was
to avoid the foreign language.
It was definitely a route that even when I was in college, we were still talking about.
Yep.
If we can't hack it in Memphis, and look, I was passed through in Memphis. There's no question about that. I should have gone to Southwest. But, I snuck into the basketball gym there once on the Sycamore View campus.
I've never been in that part of it. I've driven by it all the time. Yeah. Never been on that campus.
I've just been
inside.
I've been to the gym. I can't really tell you.
There is a gym in that on that campus, though. Mm-hmm. Okay, cool.
Yeah, it's not like obviously where it's like a
That's where the scrubs play.
It must be.
This guy's walking in off the street, the Sycamore View folks.
I mean, I'm sure there, you know, if you go to community college, like, you still do get some perks, right? You still get, that's probably like you have access to that gym if you want to get up there and, you know, shoot some
hoops. Get your workout in.
You know, at Memphis, it's like we had the, you know, the rec center.
That's right.
You know, and it was damn good. I got to say, I mean,
I was just in there for the camps this week. This summer.
I haven't been in there since they've redone it. Like, they redid it like 4 or 5 years ago, and they call. It might be the what's my guy, man? Brad Martin. I think it's Brad Martin. It may be named after him. But they put a lot of money into it, and it was fun to hoop there back in the day.
Yeah.
That's where you took what's it called with Sarwar? What is it? Basketball class,
yeah,
bro.
Basketball class. That is where we took it. That's right.
That's where
Penny holds his camps. I mean, those gyms haven't changed much since the time I was there for Finch's camp.
Right.
Now, the other side has, to your point.
Yes.
Those gyms haven't changed much.
Yeah. That basketball class is where you learn how to shoot a jumper.
Nah, man. I was in there dogging, so I already knew how.
You were dogging him?
I'm going to get an A because I'm a hooper coming up in here.
That was a fun class.
Yeah. You had a PE hour, basically. You had on your elective.
That's exactly right.
That you could take a class like
that. That was a super fake class.
Super fun.
It was. Like,
most fun class I had in Memphis.
Yeah, it was literally like basketball 101 is like what they called it.
Sarwar trying to bump body a dude with all that strength. That was before he turned into freaking Hulk.
Right. That's what you inspired him. You motivated him to do it.
I gave it to him.
At White Station, they called it advanced team sports. So they had a name for it. I took that one too. It was like dodgeball, flag football, basketball. Yeah.
I didn't know we had it for the non-optional folks at White Station.
It was a mix, actually. Yeah,
was it?
Yeah, it was an actual. You know, and rest in peace to Coach Durham, by the way.
Daryl Durham, loved him to death. Former girls basketball coach over there. Was that the teacher?
He was. That dude was.
Man, God bless Daryl Durham.
That dude was so funny.
Rest in peace.
He used to. We'd always stretch on the floor before and he would walk around with a pot belly. He'd say, "You want to get washboard abs like me? You know." You know, he would like just say he was an awesome person.
Good coach too.
We lost him a few years ago.
No.
Rest in peace to the great Daryl. And again, congrats to the Southwest class.
Absolutely.
Going in. We'll come back. Part of the podcast is going to join us talk all things Memphis basketball, that exhibition, and more. J&J 90.9 FM, ESPN. Happy Halloween from J&J. Should be a fun night. Be safe. I don't know exactly what I'm doing. I know we're going over to my sister-in-law's house. We'll see where it goes from there. I will send you some photos. You'll be seeing them.
You'll get mine from the Fall Festival.
I'm excited for you. Shout out to Fall Fest.
Yeah,
Harvest Fest.
Thank you.
Viewer beware, you're in for a scare. If you turn on YouTube TV expecting to see any ESPN channels or Disney channels or ABC, your local affiliate, because they are currently in the midst of a carriage dispute. Yesterday around 11 o'clock Memphis time, 12 Eastern, all of your Disney/ESPN/ABC channels are kaput on that platform. They cannot reach a deal on how much YouTube TV should pay for the privilege to carry ESPN programming. This is not the first time it has happened. It is not the first time that YouTube TV or any carrier has been in a dispute with ESPN or NBC, or we see these like quarterly, it feels like now, mm-hmm. with various providers, various carriers. We're used to this by now.
This kind of treatment.
Yes. So obviously, like, I am somebody that does not have a super box. I don't want to say it out loud. Like,
Dude, they sell it on Amazon and Walmart.
Yeah. No, I mean, you justify it however you want, man. I'm just trying to protect myself over here.
You return if you don't like it.
But I do not have one. So I have been with YouTube TV since 2018. And, you know, you'll remember this, Jason. I came on here and I spread the word, man.
Dude, I joined because of you.
It was $39.99 a month in 2018. And not only was it $39.99 a month, you didn't need any wires. You didn't need anybody to come and install it. You literally just downloaded an app on your smart TV and boom, you were connected.
It's another one of these is why I jumped off.
Not just that. When we got on in 2018, they still had the Grizz. They still had the regional sports network.
That's what it was. Grizz were leaving, so I had to get off.
Yes.
That's why I left you.
So they lost that probably back in 2019, but, you know, I have a way to watch Grizzlies, kind of like you got a way to watch the stuff you got to watch.
Yeah, we know. You've told us.
Yeah. You know,
your league pass.
That's right. I got a league pass VIP account. That I'm happy to, you know, if anybody
that's
wants
why
to
you were willing
me,
to stay. Yes.
You know, $50. But so that's
now,
all
which
changed.
One's more illegal?
Mine's legal. Now yours is
selling it for $50 a hit. That's legal?
Yours operates.
That's not legal.
And I haven't sold anything yet. If I do sell access,
you just
I think
solicited.
That could be again, that is free and fair use. I think whether I was being serious is going to have to be decided by a court. Okay. All right. But again, 2018 when I cut the cord, quote unquote, it was $39.99 a month. Had ESPN, had Disney, had Regional Sports Network. All right, let's fast forward 2025, 7 years later, $82.99 a month plus tax, plus what I pay for Sunday Ticket, which is $31 a month. No ESPN, no Disney, no ABC, no Regional Sports Network. Yet I'm paying double.
Hey, now, what do your kids do with no Disney?
We have Disney Plus. So you pay double anyway, right? So you end up paying. I have to have YouTube TV, not for Disney, but for ESPN, right? Sure. I mean, all the college basketball and NFL and stuff you have to watch, like, that's just a non-negotiable, right? I mean, it just is if you're going to be working in sports. But here's the rub. ESPN is no saint in this. They are trying to form a monopoly, right? They own Hulu. They have their own app that they are pushing. Right now, it's affordable. Right now, it's entry-level, just like once upon a time, YouTube TV was entry-level pricing. What they want to do is they want to get all the people who subscribe to YouTube TV but no longer have access to YouTube TV because of this rights dispute, they want those people to cancel YouTube TV, come over to us to get your ESPN. You'll save money. You pay $82.99 a month for YouTube TV. Right now, we're just charging $30, right? So they get all those people, right? If in the event YouTube TV decides they want to pay the rights fee, that's fine. That's fine. ESPN makes a boatload of money because they're now making more money from that agreement. But what happens? Then YouTube TV what? What is YouTube TV going to do? I want to see if I have any economics majors here in the class. What is YouTube TV going to do if they strike a deal with ESPN and pay more for rights fees? What are they going to do?
Up that price.
There we go. My class is paying attention. I like it. Yeah. So guess what happens? You, me, the consumer, we lose no matter what.
Yeah.
Because if we go to ESPN and just download their app, they're going to jack that price up too. Because now they have a monopoly. Now we have no other option, right? Realistically speaking. If we stay, okay, yeah, we get to keep it. But we got to pay more now. We're going to pay, okay, $82.99 today, $92.99 tomorrow. Mm-hmm. We lose. The American consumer in all of this, ESPN may win. YouTube TV may win. Hell, they both may win. We lose. We got to rise up. Radio is free. Now it's. I'll say this.
Thank you.
It's not free for everybody. Somebody got to keep this show on the road.
Yeah, I mean, right. We just bought a $70,000 transmitter.
All right, so somebody got to pay for that. I don't know who it is, but somebody got to pay for that. But we're losing. The American consumer is losing. In all of these rights battles and all of these back and forths, nothing good ever lasts. Okay, we were duped when the rollout price came out. I mean, it's gone up 100% since 2000. I know that like 40 to 80 is not in the grand scheme of things that different in 7 years, but it's the percentage. Imagine if every bill, every expense you had goes up 100% in 7 years. It's outrageous. You can't afford to live. You cannot afford to live if that happens. So,
Brad, how much peace do you have being out of this life?
All the peace, thanks to Jay Smooth over here. The deacon showed me the way, and I followed his path.
Took you some years, didn't you? But you joined up.
Many years, like the ministry. You know, you follow Jesus for years and years and years. You're trying to bring along others, and then finally one day they wake up and they say, I was in the dark, but now I've seen the light.
That's right. You said the key word there for me, wake up.
Wake up, Brad.
Like, it's like folks just want to continue to use dial-up.
Yes.
And all those sounds.
Yes.
When Wi-Fi is available for you.
Now,
and you can get out of that life.
I wonder how many of us are out there doing what you and
Dude, look at Twitter and put in the word, and you see it. There is a rising.
Yeah.
Something I tried to put you on for years.
You're on.
Yep. Calkins tried. I said, you know what? Off air.
Yeah.
Because I've been trying to tell folks for a while. And, John, the Amazon, again, stamps it.
That right? was so, when it really got so stamped.
That's when he got stamped for Brad. That's when he came on. Are you a happy customer?
Very happy.
Because you have peace. You don't have to worry about the scraps between ESPN and YouTube TV anymore.
Nope.
I can see it in Brad's face. The wrinkles in his forehead, gone.
Gone. Now
any
I can
stress
see,
wrinkle.
Now I can see the Grizzlies via that outlet in Fresno on my selector.
Where'd you put that thing? Is it living room, bedroom? Where
upstairs
you got
upstairs in the bonus room. There's a recliner up there.
So you spend a lot of time in there.
It's
now,
a special place. Special.
See, now that is the good life.
Yeah.
Because it's full of peace.
That is a peace room.
We get whatever we want.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I will say, like, you guys have not, but now you were a YouTube TV customer. You cut the cord,
I was,
right?
Yes.
And then have are you still paying?
We are going away soon. I think this today might actually be the last day and the last straw, frankly.
You continue to make all these big promises about going to the UNLV game.
That's done, by the way.
Okay.
That is mission accomplished.
Okay, so that's
we're going to the Kooky Canuck at 2 o'clock on Sunday the 19th, followed by the 4 o'clock tip with the Running Rebels.
All right.
And the Super Bowl against the Tigers.
That I believe. I need to see you. I need to see an official receipt of the cancellation. A lot of big talk. A lot of big talk right now.
I'll send it.
But I need to see the receipt. Like, I'm done with it. Now, that is the great thing about YouTube TV.
I guarantee
TV.
You're going to see that receipt. Yes. He's cutting that off.
You can pick up right later. I mean, that's the beautiful thing. You don't have to have a contract.
Yeah.
But I think, you know, what we need to do is we need to hold, and this is just, you know, for my legal purposes.
This is going to come from straight hating place.
No.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
No, I was going to say, like, for my legal purposes, I think we need to send a message. We need to kidnap and hold hostage Jeff Borzello from ESPN so that.
Oh, right.
You see what I'm saying?
I see where you're going.
Like, keep the rate the same. And I'm using Jeff Borzello because I kind of feel like he's a guy we could do that to. You know, like, he's not the biggest guy in the world. But I do think we have to, like, make an example out of somebody. Like, hey.
That sounds like a lot of rage pent up in you over this.
Well,
that's what I'm trying to get out of
your life. Keep the rates the same. Keep the rates the same, or BJB gets it.
Clearly, from Twitter, there are thousands with you that are angry.
So yeah. if I put the call out, I could get to Jeff Borzello. I know exactly where he's at.
What's interesting about this is ESPN is just as screwed as YouTube TV because they love putting out those press releases about those numbers. And if 25% of their viewing number is YouTube TV, which is what I've read in some reports, then that really cuts down that game day number.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, none of this is good.
And that's what pays their salaries, too, is those viewing numbers and those ad rates from Home Depot and various other outlets.
Yeah, absolutely none of this is good. Know? So, well, I mean, I assume it gets resolved just because there will be such pressure on it. I think they will have mass cancellations if they don't.
Yeah.
But, again, it will that will get passed to you, to me.
That's right.
To anybody that has YouTube TV, and it will become less and less of a value. I mean, it will become less and less of an alternative because I'm like, all right, I'm now paying the same that I was paying when I cut the cord. Like, yeah. I don't have to. And for all the bad things that cable has been, you don't have to worry generally about losing channels every quarter. Like, those deals are usually long term. Like, YouTube TV and these streaming, they do these small ball little 1 year deals. You know, like, we're just trying to keep the thing afloat. So we're gonna work on that plan to kidnap somebody at ESPN. And send a message. All right?
Good luck to you.
Because we're mad as hell, and we're not going to take it anymore. All right?
Yeah.
We're rising up. This is the uprising right now, today.
We can tell. There's a bunch of folks with you, just not in here.
No, not in here.
There's thousands out there.
I got the absolutely horrendous worst demographic in this room for this.
Well, you said this was your class. I think Brad and I are teaching the class.
That's right. You are.
We have the piece.
Jason had this long ago.
I was trying to teach this class back in 2000.
My guy does not give
16,
a damn. He couldn't even tell you who's what with the rights disputes.
It's like your old head dad who you listen to and you shake your head at for years, and then one day you wake up and you go, Dad, you were right.
Yes.
Thank you, bro.
All right, we'll
that
come back. Part of the podcast is going to join us on the other side. We'll talk about Memphis basketball with him. Is it time to panic? J&J, 99 FM, ESPN. Part of the podcast covers the University of Memphis basketball program for the Daily Memphian, up at thedailymemphian.com. Today he's got a new piece that says, look deeper and you will see a second weekend team. He joins us every Friday, and he joins us now. Parth, what's good, my friend?
Man, you and these fake headlines, man. You're going to get me in trouble.
Fake headlines? You didn't write that? My bad. I'm sorry.
You and this fake news that you're spewing out, man. Come on.
My bad, man. No. How should we feel about these two exhibition game performances?
I think, at least for me, like, I came away from last night feeling, even though they're both losses, right? You got 24-point loss against Arkansas and, what, 29 points last night. They just looked drastically different. Like, I actually felt reasonably optimistic, right, after seeing the Tigers in the St. Jude exhibition against Arkansas, because they hung in there. They went toe-to-toe with the Razorbacks for like 25, 26-ish minutes, and I felt like if you could extrapolate that, which is easier said than done, hey, you may have something here, right? Especially for a team that is playing together for the first time. But last night, man, it's hard to find any silver lining from what we saw last night.
How much did it strike you? It did me. I was reading that, you know, Penny said he was shocked. You know, it'd be one thing if you're trying to say, well, I got this, right? And I think we're going to be okay. Right. But for him to say that, John and I in the opening segment, yeah, I mean, there's a tone of concern. I'm thinking even on John's side, maybe even some panic about some things. But if Penny is saying, I'm shocked, that can't be a good sign, right?
No, it can't. And, I followed up with him just because we saw this roster construction last year, right, where you've got pretty much a whole new team. Yeah, he brought back Nicholas Jourdain and a couple walk-ons, but it was still like kind of cleaning the slate and
yep.
Starting over and being thrown into the fire with an extremely tough preseason and non-conference. But it seemed like last year around this time when you were the Tigers and, flying back home from Huntsville after, you know, being really competitive against a good Alabama team, you felt good, right? Like you felt different, much more confident in the season ahead than you might now, right, if you're a Tigers fan or if you're a Penny. So I asked him if he felt that way, if he felt that last year's group was further along. And I think that's when he kind of elaborated on why he was surprised, why he was concerned. He just said, you know, last year with guys like P.J. Haggerty, Tyrese Hunter, Colby Rogers, like that pecking order was almost kind of inevitable, right? Like it was too clear who would be, your pillars, mm-hmm. your go-to guys, whatever it may be. But now you've got, and this is me kind of reading between the lines of what Penny was saying, but now you've got Doug McDaniel and a bunch of other guys that, you know, aren't really separating themselves. And I think that's the struggle. And Penny said the same thing. He said that, you know, at this point, he doesn't have a rotation set. He doesn't have a starting lineup set. And when I asked him how close he was to getting those things sorted out, he said he really doesn't know because – Hassan Abdul-Hakim's been injured. She said Tariq Ingram has been still working his way back into game shape. He is not there yet. So he's kind of just pressing buttons right now, which is concerning.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's what you run into. I mean, when you inevitably have to restart over, you know, every single year. Ideally, yes, you are able to keep some. What's the way to do that, though? Because keeping players – you know, it does require some maneuvering in the season. Like, it may require you to play guys that,
yep.
you know, may not otherwise need to be playing. Like, isn't it an art a little bit?
No, it is tough. It is tough. And I think this year, and obviously he's got to take that next step and actually retain these players that can be retained. But this year it seemed almost deliberate, right? Like, he went out there and found guys with 2 years, 3 years. Now, obviously, your top guys are going to be gone after the season, Doug McDaniel, Sincere Parker, Zach Davis, et cetera. But, you know, you've got guys like Julius Thedford, Quante Berry, Curtis Gibbons III, and others, right? Like, whether they come off the bench or whether they're part of that starting five that, not only can be back but have ties to the program, whether they're from Memphis or they've known Penny or whatever it may be. So I think that was deliberate. That was strategic. And now it's just got to pay off, but none of that helps now with this non-conference schedule staring them in the face just 8 days away from starting.
I'm just curious, and I didn't get to see it. I was John was my eyes
last night. I canceled it,
night.
By the way, thankfully.
You watched Thanks it. Hopefully you me. Both have – hopefully, well, I mean, I guess, Parth, you didn't – you know, you were there. You didn't have to do that. I'm just curious. He said Doug McDaniel, after a very impressive performance against Arkansas, a little bit, you know, less engaged. I'm just curious what your eyes saw on Doug. We've been talking about him. Looks like a good replacement for some of these leading scorers, the P.J. Haggerty, David Jones, Kendrick Davis types you've had. But was it yep. something defensively you saw, Parth? I'm just curious on your take that they were doing against him. Was it just a deal where, hey, I'm in the flow, I'm taking fewer shots tonight? What'd you see with Doug?
I think it was a combination of just like you said, the lack of urgency that Memphis started with last night. Like, you know, against Arkansas, they came out there with their hair on fire, right? Like, they were diving for loose balls and kind of overcoming Fired what may up. Be a talent disparity
yep. Yep.
with their effort, you know, in the preseason, because nobody's playing like that in the preseason, right? And that was kind of the thing that impressed us all. But yesterday, you didn't see that. They came out flat, and then, you know, Auburn, for a lot of that first half, they just went in zone and kind of dared Memphis to shoot, and Memphis kept shooting and kept missing. And Penny talked about that last night as well, is like, he hasn't installed a zone offense yet, right? Like, because they don't that's not something they work on in practice. They've only gone against each other, man to man. So when it comes to a zone and teams are baiting you to shoot, like, how do you get out of that? How do you not, dribble into the gaps and lose the ball time and time again, as we saw the Tigers do? And that's something that he kind of mentioned was among his top priorities, installing a zone offense.
Yeah, it's going to be an adventure. I mean, part of me is excited, but part of me is a little scared. It's like, can I use last year as a beacon of hope? Like, we did come away from those two games feeling very similar. I mean, it's just the truth. We said they couldn't shoot. We said they don't have that many, like, good players. Like, and then by the end of it,
I don't think so, John. You think we felt like, in terms of the panic meter, right, 1 to 10, you think it was anywhere near, like, kind of, and I'm not saying it's time to panic, by the way, but the concern level, do you think it's anywhere near what it was, what it is this year compared to last year? I feel like last year, even though they lost, like, we saw that team compete, right?
I mean, against worse teams, right? I mean, Arkansas is a top 10 team. Auburn's a top 15 team. If you want to say that the margin is a little appalling, I would agree. But, I mean, I remember we were coming in here, we were just saying, get to be 7-6 in the non-conference, and we'll be happy. Just be a game above 500, which is like the exact same thing we're saying right now. just find a way to tread water in this conference, in this non-conference, and then do what you have to do in the American. I mean, I can't say I remember 100%, but I don't think we came out of those games feeling good at by any means about Memphis last year.
I just think it was, and maybe good's not the right word, but I just think, like, from a progression standpoint, from a season readiness standpoint, from, hey, these are the things we're going to do, and this is who we are, and these are the guys that we're going to play in this order, like, all that was much more cleanly sorted out. You know what I'm saying? Like, this time last year, after they'd played North Carolina, Alabama, versus last night, where he played 15 guys, and like we were texting about it earlier, like, he played, I think it was, I want to say, Arope, William Wharton, and Simon Majok, a combined 28, 29 minutes in that second half. I mean, it's a lot of run for guys that a lot of us projected to be kind of, reserves, end of bench guys.
Well, Majok got a lot of rebounds, didn't he, in a short amount of time? I just wonder what
he had that nice little,
so many questions.
Behind the back dribble.
He had a behind the back dribble, too.
Oh, yeah.
I just wonder with so many questions, right, about who is going to step in the front court. And then Ingram, like you said, doesn't look like he's even close to shape because he's played so few minutes in these. If you're not going to need the freshman maybe in some of these games if he can at least rebound like that. If there were a few bright spots, that's what we were talking about, but if there were any, maybe his rebounding in the short time and then Sincere's ability to score, I guess?
Yeah, I think Sincere's ability to get a bucket, Doug, what he flashed the first game,
yep.
That is, both of those things are encouraging. You can probably, run your offense through that backcourt. And then obviously the gaping hole comes in when it's with the bigs. We talked about that kind of all offseason, and now we're kind of seeing it play out. Someone's going to have to step up. Aaron Bradshaw had 10 points, but only had 2 rebounds, right, last night. And right. I want to say he had 3 or 4, might have gone for 8 and 4 in that first game. But they just need better production on the glass, certainly.
Yeah, talking to Part of the Pod, joins us every single Friday here on the show. I guess we haven't really seen much of the other American teams, right? Like, we don't necessarily have a good feel for what that league's going to look like yet.
No, we don't. I think UAB had one of these scrimmages exhibitions against Wake Forest, and I believe that was competitive. I don't think UAB ended up winning that game, but no, to answer your question, we don't have much of an idea of what the rest of the league looks like.
Do you think it will be Memphis and South Florida? Like, I saw a tweet that Tulane's spending real NIL money. Like, they have more money than people expected this year.
They must be. They kept a lot of those guys. I mean,
Rowan Brumbaugh. that's Jeff Goodman's favorite player ever.
Man, preseason player of the year. And look, we joke, but he's cold, man. Like, he can go.
What's your prediction, Parth, on non-conference record? Obviously went 10-3 last year against fourth toughest schedule in the country. What do you think is reasonable to expect, or kind of where you lean it on a prediction through the first 13?
Man, if you'd asked me that question
after Arkansas,
after Arkansas Tuesday morning, and Gary Parrish did when I went on with him, I said 8-5 was my prediction after seeing what we saw against Arkansas. And obviously, you've got the 12-9 conference games from November 8th through New Year's Eve.
That's right.
And then you've got the Utah State, right, which you can kind of build for on Valentine's Day. But, yeah, I expected kind of 7-5-ish in that neighborhood going into the new year, and then, you know, gaining momentum and hopefully doing it enough if you're the Tigers to pick up that win in Logan in February. But, I mean, y'all are absolutely right. Like, last night raises the concern meter a little bit. So I think, man, 7-6, right?
All right, that's exactly what we were saying last year. Like, that's the exact mark.
Were we that low last year?
Yes, bro. They looked like they
looked
terrible.
I got to go back and look at my...
They looked terrible
last
year.
They shot terrible. They didn't look terrible.
They didn't look as bad as this team does. But Dane Danger was not playing well. I mean, outside of P.J. Haggerty, that's, you know, there wasn't much to get.
Who you were concerned about.
Who I was.
That. I think you might have. That's 7-6. I think I clearly remember you saying 7-6.
Yeah.
I might have been a little higher, but it certainly wasn't no 10-3.
No, that so blew everybody away.
No, I'm not saying anybody said 10-3. I don't think so, at least. But
I think your recollection of how high people were of that Memphis team is, I think it's a little twisted, because they were losing by 20 at Alabama in the second half before they made it a little bit more respectable, and they were shooting like 20% from three or whatever it was. Like, there was not a lot of source for optimism in those exhibitions either. But Penny overachieved, but he surpassed expectations. So that's why I'm all right.
Definitely maximized.
Yeah, like
he can surpass.
He can still do that again. Now, is the ceiling as high? You know, that's the question. We'll have to find that out over the course of the season.
And I think I think you phrased it better than I could have. Like, is the ceiling as high? And that's the concern, right? Like, last year, even with the poor shooting and other issues in the preseason, like, you knew you had, you know, a 20-point-per-game scorer, right, in P.J. Haggerty, who'd done it in that same conference. You knew you had Tyrese Hunter, who'd been to the NCAA tournament a bunch of times with Texas and with Iowa State. You knew you had a 40% career three-point shooter in Colby Rogers, Musa Cisse, one of the best shot blockers in the country. So you had guys that have kind of been there, done that. Whereas this year, like we've talked about kind of all summer, like, you're banking on extrapolating the best version of each guy, like kind of the Dane Danger project, but with more than just one player, more like three or four. And that's where that concern comes in.
Yep. Parth, great stuff as always, man. Thank you.
Thank you so
appreciate
much, brother.
Time.
Hey, man, appreciate y'all.
Yep. Parth the Pod Guy joins us every single Friday here on the show from the Daily Memphian. We got some costumes. We got a Taylor Swift costume.
Oh, yeah. ESPN's gone overboard. Everybody's had a costume on. Even Ryan Clark did it.
What was his costume?
Mad Hatter, I think he was.
Mad Hatter. Gotcha. What's your costume this year?
Jason Smith at the Harvest Festival.
Oh, okay.
That's it. I'm dressed as myself.
Now, a lot of people don't know this. I hope you don't mind me doing this, but you did come to my first Halloween party in a costume, no less.
It wasn't a costume.
You did. You came as Tubby. You came.
There was a mask that you said was Tubby. It was just a mask of a bald man with he literally had a cracked skull.
Yeah.
And you said it was Tubby. That was not the costume intention.
You had a Memphis hoodie on.
It was an old mask.
It was you and your brother fell through. That was awesome.
Those were, again.
Now, Jeff Smith came as Jeff Smith. There's no doubt about that. He did not. I don't believe he got dressed up for the occasion.
That wasn't a Chris?
Oh, no.
I remember my son.
I think you came to a second one and brought Chris.
I hope so.
But the first one, you dressed up.
Those are my last dress-ups.
Yeah.
Last little games.
That was 9 years ago. Eight, 9 years ago.
That's a real man.
Nothing to be ashamed of.
Don't dress up. Put pants on, shirt like a real man.
Yeah. You go in as Jason Smith. So no costume for George either. I think he's going as a robbery victim, though, this year for his, you know, transactions in fantasy. So
George coming as a tech king, tech CEO.
That's right. That's right.
Got a new look.
Got a new look, better than ever. All right, we're going to come back. We're going to wrap this up on Halloween. J&J 93.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
FM, ESPN. Was this your jam back in the day?
Kind of was.
Yeah, that's like the 80s, right?
Yeah. Ray Parker Jr.
I haven't even really watched anything scary this particular year. I mean, this YouTube TV dispute is enough for me, man. I guess I better get to watching some scary movies.
Sinners really wasn't scary.
You don't think so?
Well, you said you hadn't watched anything. You saw that.
I thought Sinners had some moments. It was tense. It was more tense than scary. Yeah. You know, but I liked it. I liked that.
I loved it. Yeah. Might do Texas Chainsaw Massacre tonight, the old original version, since it's back in.
Oh, like on the.
Yeah, because I've never seen it now since Harrington's been talking it up since it's back in theaters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Be as scary as we get tonight.
Hopefully, the Lakers Grizzlies game is not our version of that.
Well said. Luka's, way to bring it home, bro.
Luka and Marcus Smart upgraded to probable.
That's so news.
That's
got a lot of
not good for attendance, not for us.
What time is pregame, John?
That's
8 o'clock.
8 o'clock. Yeah. You're quizzing me, brother. It's going to do it for us today. Thanks to part of the pod, yeah. Thanks to Anthony Sane for joining us on the show. Jeffrey and company up next. Don't miss it. For Jason, I'm John. We're gone.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.